this community, challenged by our liberating faith, we discover deeper spiritual meaning, nurture loving community, cultivate courageous connections, and partner in the work of justice. Welcome to all of you intrepid travelers out in the cold. We are glad you are here in person, and welcome also to those who maybe are a little bit smarter than the rest of us, who are staying cozy warm in your homes. I am glad that we have the ability to do both of those things at the same time. This is our January Community Sunday, in which we have a number of engaging activities you're invited to participate in following this short multi-generational service. Welcome. I encourage you to reach out to our Director of Member Relations, Kelly Green, if you would like, or if you're new here or visiting. Her email is on the screen, as is her picture. If you are here in person, you can find her more easily that way. We have large print orders of service, personal hearing assistance devices, and an elevator available. There's also a hearing loop in our alternate worship space, the Bernstein Room. We have coloring pages and fidgets in the vestibule for all ages, if that is useful to you or your children. This morning, we invite you to consider what new beginnings and new intentions look like in your world. This turn of the wheel invites us to examine our current state, to renew things we have lost, and to explore new possibilities. How do we get out of our own way and set a strong focus for the new year? How do we look deeper and bring new things to life? We ask you to ponder those questions today. Whether you are here in person or joining via live stream, whether today is your first or your 1,000th Sunday in our midst, we are stronger because you are here. We are one people of many beliefs, origins, identities, and genders. We are all growing, all learning, all loved. It is good to be together. I invite you to take a deep breath and settle in as our service begins. I invite you to rise in body or in spirit as we sing our opening song, Meditation on Breathing. Chalice lighting this morning comes from Lisa
Day.
and it is chalice lighting for the new year. For the new year, just days old, beginning today, always beginning, we light our chalice, symbol of faith, perseverance, and hope, in astonished thanksgiving and irrepressible praise. For beginnings that emerge out of endings, appear amidst continuity, become visible in hindsight, we light our chalice, symbol of faith, perseverance, and hope,
in astonished thanksgiving and irrepressible praise. For all the times and all the ways we have begun anew together, we light our chalice, symbol of faith, perseverance, and hope, in astonished thanksgiving and irrepressible praise. The song says, "Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving. We have begun another new year, and with it comes new possibilities. But sometimes in our looking ahead, we're just like that song, wanderers, lovers of leaving. We make plans, we do new things, but sometimes somewhere along the way, we veer off the path. Life calls us to other things. We get distracted from our original focus. Sometimes we get in the way of our own success." That reminds me. You know how we talk about our animal companions? We're like, how adorable are they? They like to knock things off of the table. How adorable are they? They like to turn over on their belly and lay out. Don't you wish you could do that sometimes? They are wonderful to observe, and they sometimes do silly things. Have you ever seen a cat on its way somewhere, and then a ray of light catches its eye, and they just drop to the floor and bask, totally forgetting where they were going? Adorable, right? My dog Trinity is fighting dragons in her sleep. I mean, paws going in sleep. And based on the movements and the noises she makes, I'm decided she's fighting dragons. But awake, she cowers at the sight of a dust bunny. So adorable. We humans have our own adorable traits, and I offer these words from the great author Internet. Adorable humans. Humans are adorable. Supporting evidence. Number one, humans say ow even when they actually haven't been hurt. It's just the thing they say when they might have been hurt, but they aren't sure yet. Isn't that adorable? Humans collect shiny things and decorate their bodies and their nests with them. The shinier, the better. Although each individual has a unique taste for style and coloring. Number three, humans are not an aquatic or even an amphibious species, but they flock to bodies of water simply to play in it. They can't even hold their breath all that long. They just love to splash. Number four, when night falls and the sky goes dark, humans become drowsy and begin to cocoon themselves in soft, fluffy bedding. Number five, some humans spend time in each other's nests just for fun. It's not their nest, but they're just visiting each other. If a human hears a particularly catchy sound or tune, it will often mimic it, those humans, even to the point of annoying themselves. Number seven, humans love treats. Some more than others. Many humans will save these treats specifically for a later date when they're in need of comfort or reassurance. For example, pickles or Pop-Tarts or popsicles. Number eight, this is my favorite one, because they're so adorable. They're learning to travel in space. They can't get very far, but they're trying. So far, they've made it to the end of their yard and have found rocks. Now, that was a somewhat silly way of looking at ourselves, but sometimes the truth is we let the silly or superficial things dictate our actions, or we come up with distractions when we're afraid or don't want to go deeper. But I want to invite you this year to get to set the silly and the superficial aside and open your heart and mind to new possibilities, new intentions, new growth.
As we come into the time of the service where we hold our milestones and sorrows and joys in the circle of this community, I want to congratulate all of those of you who won chili awards last night at the chili cook-off. I heard there were some wonderful winners and some wonderful contestants. I had hoped to join you and ended up doing a pretty funny thing, it occurs to me, after you just did that reading. I needed to spend some time with my family instead of being at work, and so we went to the Mac Tabby Cat Cafe, where we humans paid money to watch cats be silly and cute. Aren't we adorable? In any case, I am glad that those of you who braved the cold for fun and fellowship and yummy food were able to do that, and delighted that we have so many good opportunities to be together in different ways. I invite you to join me in a time of contemplation or prayer, to breathe deeply, to be present to the spirit of life which is in us and through us and around us, to be present to those human connections that give us strength when we struggle and celebrate with us when we are joyful. This morning, I will begin with our candle of memory and hope, lit in honor of the life of our friend Larry Bennett, who died on Friday after a fairly brief period in the hospital. He had been declining for a couple of weeks or months. We hold in love his family and friends and honor his life and his connections in this community. We also hold in our hearts Marcia Pepper as she is dealing with some health concerns. We hold in love all of those who are unhoused in this bitter, bitter cold time. May they find shelter and warmth. I want to honor all of the concerns and sorrows and joys that will be lit as candles this morning. While we take our offering as we give money for the support of this congregation, I invite you to come forward and light a candle honoring a milestone, a concern, or a celebration The offering will now be received.
Thank you.
At the conclusion of our service in a few moments, you are invited to participate in one of our Community Sunday sessions. Listed on the screen now, they will be listed again at the end of the service. The sessions this morning are Praying in Color, which includes the opportunity to make a mandala, which is just a drawing in a circle. That's with me in Freeman Hall. Megan Hendler will be doing a sound bath experience with her singing bowls here in the sanctuary. In Schweitzer, Paula will be doing Choose Your Word of the Year. In Bernstein, Kelly will be leading an exploration of Martin Luther King through poetry and other media. If you would rise in body or spirit and join in singing our closing song, This Little Light of Mine. Join with me in saying the words on the screen for extinguishing our chalice. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community,
or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again.
You will have, since the candles here are out, you may move at any time during the closing music. Usually we ask you to wait until the candles are out so nobody gets burnt. So you may listen to the music or move as you wish to your Community Sunday sessions.